And now we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. Jack and little Frida were returning through the woods when they came upon seven pillars placed in a perfect circle. On the side of a hill near the pillars was a cave. Jack noticed tracks in the damp earth leading into the cave. Tracks made by a five-speed Italian pedal master, the same type as ridden by Eeny Meeny. As they examined the tracks, suddenly out stomped a dragon, eyes gleaming, tail twitching, and fire billowing.
Holy smokes and leaping lizards! In a second he'll be on us. Feats, do your stuff!
Little Frida stands as though hypnotized by the terrifying sight. The dragon is almost upon her. Its fiery breath billows about the little girl, singeing the ribbon on her pigtails that still stands straight up on end. In a flash, Jack streaks before the gaping, fire-spewing jaws of the dragon, snatches up little Frida, takes six or seven giant bounds, and dives headfirst into a nearby frog bog.
Oh. Hey, it's gone.
Wowie Zowie.
You think it's safe to wade ashore?
I think so. But we'd better leave quickly. Wait, I'm sorry. I got this water all over me. Oh.
That was close.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. How badly are you burnt?
Ah. Oh.
Well, that's strange. You're all right.
Mm-hmm.
That thing singed every hair on my head, but you were standing right in its flames.
Yeah. I was looking at its eyes.
Anyone I know?
You didn't notice the eyes?
Well, I sure did. They were about the size of my head, almost. What? Oh, sorry. I had a frog in my pant cuff. Anyway, that's what Dr. Mazzulla was talking about. Dragon flypaper. I hope he knows what he's doing. What do you know about dragons?
I guess they must have been left over from the dinosaur age. Clear into the Middle Ages? And now? I don't believe anyone's been keeping this one in deep freeze.
Well, it wasn't a Hollywood mechanical model, that's for sure.
I know, but there's such a thing as thought forms.
Now, don't tell me I thought up these singed eyebrows of mine.
What I'm saying is that we are constantly surrounded by other people's thought forms, like being inside a house or a church. Someone thought it up, and there you are, in their thought form. Streets and buildings and signs, they're all thought forms. Once a Greek sculptor by the name of Takis said that his sculpture was merely a springboard to spring the mind into space. Because where the inspiration, or whatever you want to call it, where the inspiration comes from was from space. The sculpture was merely the manifestation of that inspiration. And as you looked at it, you experienced and relived where it came from in the first place. So you see, we take the forms at face value. We say, that piece of sculpture is reality. But equally real is the mind that created it. So in space is everything. All you do is reach in and give it form. But it already exists, you see? That's it! Wowie Zowie!
Huh?
I think that's it!
I don't know. I thought it was all supposed to be an illusion or something.
You think that dragon was an illusion? No, it's all real. It's like when you look at a seed, and resting in the seed is the potential for an enormous tree. But it doesn't exist yet. Look at this spider web. You see the dewdrops clinging to it?
Yeah. What an incredibly beautiful pattern it's woven.
It brought that pattern into existence. But the pattern existed in space, just like in the seed. It's just that the reality we're talking about is of a lesser degree compared with the highest reality accessible only to a perfectly enlightened one. It has no more existence than the objects of dreams or clouds or lightning flashes. Nah, these things as we see them are as real as the mind that creates them. But you see, like the sculpture, our mind is created. As soon as it's taken material shape, it obeys the laws of matter. And when they speak of illusion, it's all an illusion.
Well, that's very interesting, but, well, I don't know. You mean as you're able to get back to the source, you can change the material? You could actually change your body?
Well, only step by step, by controlling them in their initial states, or in the moment they came into existence.
Then, in other words, you could become anything you wanted, materially.
If you knew how, sure.
Even become a dragon?
Yeah.
So that dragon is someone we know.
I know.
See, out there somewhere is like, you know, Jack Armstrong, and Superman. It's all just as real as you are, and I am. And the Lord and the angels in heaven, how about them? What do you think, they're the figment of somebody's imagination? Huh. Nobody makes up anything.
Dawn awakens in the east. The sky glows with the light of the approaching sun. Dewdrops cling to the ferns and leaves and grass, and the mist rises slowly off the Bay of Inverness. Little Frida and Jack walk slowly, feeling the magic of early morning. There's a trust and closeness between them. Little Frida having saved Jack from the cleaver of Meanie Eenie, or someone disguised as Meanie Eenie, and Jack who grabbed Little Frida from the jaws of an onrushing, fire-hissing dragon.
It's amazing how tough the skin of a dewdrop is. For just being a little ball of water, it does pretty well.
You know, I don't think we should alarm people with what happened last night.
Okay. But I want to talk to Dr. Missoula about the dragon, since he's invented dragon flypaper.
Do you think he'll be up and about at this hour?
People around here are liable to be up at any hour. Oh, shoot. It's locked.
All locks at Inverness are combination. You simply think it open.
Come on.
No, they operate on alpha waves. The combination for this week is an orange. Think of its shape and color, its surface, its smell. Then slice it in half, now in quarters, and now suck the juice. Ah, there.
Amazing. What would happen if I thought of a pickle?
Funny you should think of that. That was last week's combination. Anyway, I'll see you later, Jack, baby.
Well, I guess Dr. Missoula is still asleep. Doesn't seem to be anybody around. What was that? There's someone moving behind those crates. Dr. Missoula? Nothing. I'm coming back there, and you better not club me on the head or anything. Maybe I should arm myself with something. Oh, this lead pipe ought to do just fine.
I give up. Don't hit me.
Oh, meanie eenie.
In poison. A dink a dink a dink a dee. A dink a dink a doo.
Why were you hiding?
Hide and seek. Me hide, you seek.
Not likely. Right now you appear to be harmless enough, but what about in the East Tower last night?
Meanie eenie, not in East Tower last night.
Are you telling the truth?
Could be.
Have you ever ridden your 5-speed Italian pedal master into that dragon's cave?
Pedal master take meanie eenie many places. To China. To Tibet. To the Gobi Desert. To Istanbul. To Kathmandu. To Baghdad. To Brazil! Where hearts were entertaining June. We stood beneath the earth.
I see it's not easy to get a straight answer from you.
To your mind, I am mad. To my mind, you are all sane. So I pray to increase my madness and to increase your sanity. My madness is from the power of love. Your sanity is from the strength of unawareness. Shall we dance? Then, tomorrow was another day.
Your talk has a depth I never realized, Meanie Eenie. What can you tell me about the fourth tower of Inverness?
We do not live in the east or west. We do not study in the north, nor do we teach in the south. We are not bound in this way, but we may be compelled to talk this way.
What do you mean?
Listen. A foolish man was raving at a donkey. it took no notice. A wiser man who was watching said, "Idiot! The donkey will never learn your language. Better that you should observe silence and instead master the tongue of the donkey."
Well, I don't know. I find talking to you a little difficult, but I guess you just answered my question. Anyway, you of all people must know about the fourth tower. What can you tell me about it? You must have heard something about it.
You hear my words. Hear, too, that there are words other than mine. They are not meant for hearing with a physical ear. You are here to learn, not to collect historical information.
It's like talking to a wind-up doll.
Good day, Braz.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Well, I'm going to bed. Oh, I haven't even had a chance to sleep yet. The sun's out, nice and bright. Oh, I'm so tired, I can hardly take my shoes off. Oh, now to bed. Holy smoke. What are you doing in my bed?
Tune in at this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
I'll let you sleep. I won't bother you.
How do you expect me to sleep with you in bed with me?
Perhaps you'll sleep all the better.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You'll never know till you try.
The Fourth Tower is produced by ZBS Media.